we're here by the 13th lock on the Grand Canal at the side gate to Lyons Village. And there's a handy information panel near here with more on local history. And if you look to the east, over the wall, past Lyons Village, you'll see a hill. This was pretty central in the history of Ireland just over 1,000 years ago. It was one of the royal families of Leinster ran the province from that hill. That was effectively the capital of Leinster. On another hill to the right is where the ecclesiastical affairs were run. And that is where Arthur Guinness's final resting place was to be. Those two hills, pretty much a political powerhouse of Leinster. But when the people moved down, when the family that had been running Leinster lost their power to the Normans, a new order took over. And they also established themselves in Lyons. We have a pretty spectacular tower house there, and one of the great houses from the golden age of Irish big house architecture from the 18th century, both within a couple of 100 metres from here. The Aylmer family ran Lyons for about 600 years. It's a particularly long innings in the convoluted politics of medieval Ireland. They managed to survive by backing the right side in most of the major wars that took place. But they lost their seat and they lost all of their lands in a most peculiar manner. Having survived war and revolution, they lost it through debt. The final member of that clan, Michael Aylmer, is said to have lost his house by betting on the colour of a woman's dress, the next woman to walk into the room while on a drinking spree in Brussels. One of his financiers eventually took the house from him. The Lawless family were very prominent in Irish politics. One of the Lord Cloncurry, because that was the peerage that they took, was one of the great economic nationalists of Ireland in the early 19th century. He was a board member of the Grand Canal, and he was the man who built everything that we see, all that infrastructure, all those buildings that we see behind the wall. And at one stage, he had a mill operating there, a hotel operating there. There was a boatyard where canal boats were repaired. That activity continued right up to about 100 years ago. And the 13th lock, it looks quiet and it looks a little bit far away from everything today. For many, many years, it was one of the great transport hubs. It was a place where people celebrated, where they overnighted, where they stopped for drink or refreshment on the canal on their journey. And a lot of the activity that took place here has been, in a sense, recreated by the reconstruction of the village in different styles to try and remind people of how important the 13th lock once was in the history of the canal. Another thing about the 13th lock, part of it is wider than the other. If you walk to the middle chambers, you'll see they're built to completely different specifications than the canal above it and below it. Why is this? They were much more ambitious in the 1750s when they were planning the canal than the finances allowed. They wanted a wider canal. When they started running out of money, they had to narrow it. The 13th lock had already been built at that stage. Even the name 13th Lock suggests there's something unlucky about this place. And the boatmen used to say this place is haunted. They didn't like coming through here after dark. There is a rumour that it was built through a graveyard and that bad luck befell the people who were digging the canal here. And indeed, there is an ancient graveyard at Clonaglas, less than 100 metres away from here. Arthur Griffiths wrote a song at the beginning of the 20th century commemorating the ghosts of the 13th lock. But it's clear that the legend went way, way back, much, much further. And I wonder, did Arthur Guinness hear about the stories of the ghosts when he came down here as a young man? It's a good place for wildlife. There's a family of otters that live near here. We know there are pine martens and red squirrels about 10 miles away. And if you're lucky, you might see a blue flash of a kingfisher. Lots of duck and herons, and also wagtails, cormorants. We have a good range of habitats here. Canal water, hedgerows, grassland. It's good for native orchids. dragonflies, you'll see them above the reed fringe, and it's good for pike fishing. Course anglers love to come here. The plant species to watch out for include things such as coltsfoot yellow iris, the ivy-leafed toadflax, and more native orchids. Keep your eyes open. These things change with the seasons. If the cafe at Lyons Village is open, this is a good place for lunch. And then our next stop is the small village of Arclock at the next bridge over the canal in about 800 metres. That's where you'll start the last part of the trail, climbing up Uachtaráid Hill to the graveyard. And that's where I hand you back to Patrick Guinness to resume Arthur's story at Arclock.